Hello and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Located in the center of Douglas Housing Development in Columbia, Granny's House has served the neighborhood for 14 years. Run by Pam and Ellis Ingram, the program provides study groups about Christianity and a safe place for kids to be after school. Volunteers from churches in the University of Missouri Service Learning Program provide mentorship and guidance for the kids. KBIA's Michaela Tucker collected the sounds of an afternoon at Granny's House for this audio postcard.
My name is Dina.
I'm in sixth grade.
Granny's House is a great place. You get a laugh, play, you just enjoy there. It's like home to you.
I'm Pamela Ingram, Granny's House Director, also known as Granny Pam. To be honest, I've just really been shocked. I'm shocked by how Granny's House over the years, this has been 14 years now, we're entering our 15th year, it has become like a staple in the community, and the kids do rely on us, and the parents do see us as extended family and a source of help, encouragement, support.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
My name's Yvette, and I'm fourth grade.
I usually play with a lot of volunteers. They're like my friends, so I play with them all the time.
We have an army of service learning students who come every semester, anywhere from 20 to 30 or 40 every semester. They still serve as role models. I mean, after all, our mission is to model the unconditional love of God. So every person that comes here, we believe they are used to reflect the kindness and mercy of God to the kids.
Sydney Hamilton, and I just started at the beginning of this semester. I'm an elementary education major, so just being with kids is something, and helping them is something I'm really passionate about. You know, when I thought about teaching, I've always thought about teaching in, like, you know, suburban area, and this is really making me lean more towards, like, working in a place with more underprivileged students, because, you know, I feel like I can make a bigger impact. And these kids are just so loving and wonderful that I would love to work with them someday.
My name is Javi, fourth grade. My favorite part about Granny's House is they help homework.
Rural.
Good.
Area, you know, near what? Florida City.
Do you know what rural area is?
No.
Okay, so rural is the opposite of, like, city, okay?
My name is Drew Hensel. I have been a volunteer at Granny's House since the beginning of the spring semester. I really enjoy finding one kid, and then every time I'm here, hanging out with them. Building that relationship where there's some sort of stability where they can expect to see me every Thursday and expect to have my full undivided attention for 3 hours. I find that that is really beneficial, not only for them and their development as students and individuals, but it also gives me a lot of fulfillment when I see them succeed.
It's captured.
Good job. We're done.
It's like that kindness and love builds a bridge, and then you can walk across that bridge with all kinds of things. Your faith, help with homework, help with problems with school, neighbors, parents, families, whatever. But to be in a place where you could so love them and so value them that they want to open up to you.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.
Keep on pulling me every which way. Hey, just say.